the Pac-Man thing. It's for better acoustics. And in a perfect acoustic setting such as this, perfect acoustics are important in all regards. However, we're going to opt to not go with this one. Is that correct? I mean, what do you guys think? I mean,
that's good enough. That's good enough.
I think so. I mean, it's only missing. Actually, I think there's probably some sort of interlocking other symbol like this, and if you link it together, you like the temple door rises up and you get the... Ah, never mind. It was only a theoretical question. Use that other symbol. You guys can just admire this one from afar.
This one really ain't in the monitor all that much. Oh, there we go. It's starting to be in the monitor. What? Oh, okay. I love Quisp, too. Or do you like Quake? Quake better.
Quake sucked. Quake sucked so bad they had to have the Quake Quangaroos. Like that last ditch, last effort. It did not last. It did not last. You're too young to even remember Quake. You probably found like a 20-year-old box somewhere rife with food poisoning, Jake, and you wolfed it down from like some sort of whimsical dare. You can't understand anything I'm saying, can ya?
Can I get like him in this monitor too?
And they all want ice water in hell.
Oh, there we go.
This is my favorite part. We stand around going, No, that's the bubonic. This is the schwa.
I think we're getting close.
We're getting close?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, kind of. I don't really want to hear you that much, though.
That's close enough.
I can hear Rick a lot.
You can hear me?
I can hear you very well.
Really?
But you guys hear any of us? Doesn't matter, does it?
If you can give me more of me in here, that would be great. But if you can't, I understand. Woo!
Well, that's right.
I'm just gonna ask.
Always be nice to the sound man.
That's right. You know, but I understand.
Unless he's from Brokaw. Woo!
All right, well,
there are no sound men in Brokaw. That's
true.
The problem.
That's true. Woo! We'll go with what we got. Yeah.
If you're nice to the sound man, if the people complain about the sound, you just tell them they're not standing in the sweet spot.
That's right.
You're not in the sweet spot. You got a problem with that? Find the sweet spot and stand there. Oh, I gotta put on my shit.
Yeah.
I didn't start yet. Well, yeah, we have the monitor level now.
Hey, we want a starting temperature?
Rick? Ladies and gentlemen, as you may or may not know, what the hell? This is Rick Six's last show with us.
The temperature is.
Rick's shtick, as it were, shtick number six, is that he has a thermometer on his base.
That's true.
And he tells us what temperature it is on stage.
Would you like to hear the temperature?
Why the hell not, Rick? You're a one-trick pony, and we want that trick all night long.
It is 81 degrees Fahrenheit in here tonight.
Woo!
All right.
81. That's what the upperclassmen used to chant that at pep rallies. Never mind that. I got to put on my gloves because I lost all my wristbands. Yeah, Rick, why don't you say a couple words, address the crowd, because I have to put on my gloves. I don't like wearing my gloves, but yet I feel sort of accessory-less because I don't have my wristband. My microphone really kicks ass on yours.
You're all set. Hey, Norb.
Yes?
Why do your gloves have those holes cut out of the knuckles?
To get to the other side.
We rehearsed that earlier.
You're an excellent straight man, Redcon. Sorry to see you go. Where the hell's... I can't see a damn thing up here. We didn't start yet. You don't have to watch us. Oh, you're close, Jake. Or is that just the pot calling the kettle black? Never mind that. As you may or may not have noticed, there's big signs on the door that say no carry-ins. Absolutely no carry-ins. You'll notice I carried in. You're saying by whose authority do you defile the Eagles Club with your carry-in beverage? I bow to no man's authority, for I am the Grand Poobah. The Grand Poobah thing gets old fast because it takes me about 10 minutes to button this thing up, so just pretend like you're really into it. The important thing about being the Grand Poobah is you are the Grand Poobah everywhere. You go to the Eagles Club, you bring in your own beverage because you're the Grand Poobah. You go to the Elks Club, you bring in your own beverage because you're the Grand Poobah. Go to the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo. What do? You sit there for about 10 minutes trying to adjust the strap on your Grand Poobah hat. Then pretty soon people lose interest and leave. I'm working on it. Look, it's the Hanged Man from Astro City. Okay, all right. Big intro. Anyway, this is a very lovely venue. We especially love the bun thing because it rhymes with dirty things, I think, but never mind that. I'm going to have this thing pretty soon, man. Then the Grand Poop is going to be ready to rock and roll. But we love the opulent surroundings here. We don't have anything like this back home, I'll tell you that. But I want you to take good care of this venue.